Hello. Thank you for joining us for another Crackers and Milk podcast. Today's episode is a special one. It's actually our top five Christmas movies. I'm really excited for this.
Tis the season.
Yes, very tis the season. Do you guys have any honorable mentions to do? And
lots.
Also, who do you guys want to go first? Jake, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first? Because I'm not bothered. I could go first.
You start us out. Yeah, you haven't started us out in a while. Yeah,
I think I've only started us out once.
Yeah, so it's your turn.
Yeah, last time. Okay, so my honorable mentions. So one thing that while I was going through how to define a Christmas movie, I wanted to know, okay, how do you define, and I don't know. These are the four things that I thought for me would help define my Christmas movie is, has to be around the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of does. For me, I said it has to involve family, but it's not weighed heavy. That isn't weighed heavy in my decisions.
Okay.
It's there for me, but if you guys, I don't care. It's just, this is what I thought of. Okay, involves family or like close friends, whatever. But that, the weight of those, that decision isn't big for me. Isn't big, isn't weighed heavy.
That makes sense.
The character has to look at themselves and see the inner problem. Like the inner problem, what's wrong with them. Like, I don't know. These are just kind of thoughts. Like, if you see all the generic, or if you see all the holiday movies, it's usually something like that. Someone has the inner problem, and they fix it. You know, that's probably like normal.
This is really in-depth.
Yes,
it is. I feel that.
And then the main character makes changes.
The way I did it is like Christmas a lot of times is in the title.
There's snow.
Yeah, well, I get it. But like,
there's a Christmas tree.
Okay, look.
I'm excited to hear your list now.
Daddy's Home 2. That is a Christmas movie. That's a Christmas movie. Daddy's Home 2.
I haven't seen it.
I agree.
It's good, but it's like, is it worth it? Is that a top 10? Is that a top 5? I didn't think
haven't
it
seen
was
it,
that.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
Funny.
But it had everything there. It had people with problems, family. It was around Christmas.
Yeah.
It fit it. If that's, if we wanted,
I'll
if
tell
we
you,
wanted
my,
to do that.
My honorable mentions and list are not going to be that extensive about my reasons why I put them on there.
I think I'm there with you, Jake.
I get that.
But I'm excited to hear what you got going
Very
on.
Excited.
Okay, so my honorable mentions is Daddy's Home 2. Elf. The Nightmare Before Christmas, like that one, I just don't.
It's a Christmas movie.
I don't know. I can never
to
do.
It can go both.
Yeah.
To me, like.
Hold on. Okay, so Christmas, The Night Before, I've never been able to decide what one it is, but it's there.
It's a movie I feel like I should like. I just don't.
Disney feels that you should celebrate it from mid-September until late January.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Disney would love you to
and,
do that.
And I disagree with Disney about that. One of the worst experiences on a Disneyland ride involves that.
We have not
We have not talked about it yet, no.
Have you heard of it, Dave?
I have not heard of it. It's new. And like when he said it, it's like, I really want to hear that story. Because
I absolutely love that ride.
Oh.
With or without Jack Skellington.
Anyways, and continue, Dave.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay.
Wow.
Polar Express. Madea Christmas.
Oh, boy, Dave. That's an honorable mention. I looked at a list today, and that was like a Christmas list.
I know, but this is the thing.
But that's your humor.
That is my humor. Yeah. I love African American movies. I think they're funny. And Madea, yeah. I've watched most of Tyler Perry's movies when it comes to Madea, and they're always funny to me.
I don't think I've seen one. Tyler Perry movie.
I tried to watch one, and it's not, yeah. not my thing.
I get it.
It's not that. I just don't seek it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like.
Well, I had to seek it out because there's so many of them.
Oh,
there's a bunch, mm-hmm. and like obviously they're making more because people like them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's why it's there.
I can totally see that with you.
I can. Like when he said it, I was like, oh yeah, that's Dave.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey. Christmas Story. Love Actually, Love the Coopers, Mickey's Christmas Carol, both old and new, Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation, The Holiday and Family Stone, and Fred Claus. I love Fred Claus because Fred Claus is funny because it's a sibling thing.
My favorite Vince Vaughn movie.
Yeah.
Not a Vince Vaughn fan.
Oh, yeah. Like, that one is...
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
Does a great job.
Because he's trying to be super nice, mm-hmm. but Vince Vaughn's a turd.
Yes.
Kind of a lowlife. Yes.
Yeah. And he has that nice change of heart. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good movie.
He sees it. And so, yeah, those are... I know there's more Christmas stuff. And, like, White Christmas would be a good one. Mm-hmm. White Christmas is a good one, I feel. But I just... I never really got it. I watch it. I've watched it, and it's like, that's a great song. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That was mine. What about your guys'?
Go ahead.
Hold on. Okay.
All right. I have a pretty long list of honorable mentions. All right. Just started out, Gremlins.
Yes.
That's Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
It takes place over Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen it, or I've seen it once. And
you've never seen it?
You should rewatch it.
Yeah.
I don't like scary movies. I hope you guys know that.
It scared me to death as a kid.
Well, as a kid, as an adult, you'll think it's more funny.
Pretty quirky.
Okay.
And then Scrooge, the musical.
The musical.
Yeah.
Which one? There's a lot of these.
Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
I have never seen this one.
It's not
Bill Murray, right?
No.
That's Scrooged.
That's Scrooge. That's next. So it's a whole musical about it.
Really?
Yeah. You should watch it. He has the spirit of Christmas future.
Future with him? He asks them.
Well, isn't there anybody... Who was, showed any emotion about me passing away?
Yeah.
And that song, the Thank You Very Much, is them dancing around his coffin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So in ninth grade,
I like that one.
They had us walk to a movie theater that was close, and they showed us that around Christmas time.
Wow.
Yeah. So, And then Scrooged, classic Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And then The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
The cartoon one.
As well as the Jim Carrey How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, have you seen The Grinch?
I haven't. I plan on seeing that on Christmas Eve with my boy.
The new one.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Sweet.
And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The claymation one?
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. I was just double-checking on that one.
Both Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah. I mean, I like the payoff of the older one better
mm-hmm.
with the mailman coming in with the bags and bags and bags.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Simpsons shrimp one where Homer does the shrimp, but they come with the bags of letters. Sorry.
And then, It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Classic Christmas.
Yes, very classic.
Jingle All the Way.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was before he did Anakin Skywalker, the little kid, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that was
Anakin. Like when I saw him, I'm like, hey, it's Anakin.
I mean,
wait a minute.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. I mean, really, you can't get much more 90s than that.
Nope.
And then A Christmas Carol, the 2009 Jim Carrey.
The animated one.
I loved that movie.
You did?
Yes.
I had to get warmed up to it. I didn't like it in theaters, and then I watched it over and over again on DVD.
It warmed you up,
it,
yeah.
I like it quite a bit. We watched, I had to rewrite a Sacrament Talk based on that movie.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's good.
And that was, we saw it the Saturday before we were speaking. And then The Polar Express.
Yep. Right. I like that one.
Yeah, just the train ride and...
That song would, or
and the people look a little creepy, but
yeah, the animation, like now the animation doesn't carry over, but at that time it was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they looked the creepy time, then. Yeah. But
oh, okay, I get that.
And then
it's the eyes.
Yeah, it's the eyes. Yeah, I mean Tom Hanks looks like Tom Hanks, but it doesn't look like Tom Hanks, if you know what I mean. And then Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh man, I totally forgot that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Elf.
Elf, yeah.
And then I didn't put Die Hard on my list, but I put Die Hard with Kids, Home Alone.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it really is that.
Yeah.
That's a good observation of Home Alone, Die Hard with Kids.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Nice. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, because the ornaments. He walks on. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
It totally the glass, makes sense. The armature. Yeah.
Right. And let me go back to Elf. That's a great holiday movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it's so high.
You really think you have to justify this? I'm just wondering.
No, I'm telling you the reason why it's so high in my honorable mentions. Uh-huh. Because that was kind of in order, folks. But
oh, it was in order. Okay. I didn't know it was in order. Okay.
But. When Peter Dinklage's character runs across the desk, when our buddy Drew flipped his lid because he's scared of midgets running.
It's because of child's play.
Yeah. Sorry, Drew. I had to. All right. Those are my honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. Those are good ones.
Mine's a bit shorter, but I'm good with that. Because I usually go on a bit with my stuff. Anyways, Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good one.
It is.
Scrooge McDuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually, I learned today that's the last time that the guy who did Donald Duck's voice.
Really?
It's his last time doing, yeah.
No,
the original
really.
Guy.
Clarence Nash.
Oh,
is his
wow.
name. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it was the first performance that probably the most popular Mickey Mouse voice actor. His name is Wayne Allwine.
Okay.
That's his first performance doing Mickey.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, I want to say Walt Disney did it originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't do it a ton, but he was the original. And you can actually, if you really pay or like focus on it, it sounds like Walt Disney. Yeah.
Okay.
But it does sound different from today's Mickey.
Yeah.
And that, Wayne, kind of another fun fact, his wife did the voice of Minnie.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Kind of fun, right?
Yeah. Right? Getting together.
I don't think people see your
hands.
You nobody's seeing your hand.
I know, but we're here talking about it, you know. Yeah. Like the hands coming together, you know, fingers like coming together. Yeah.
Funny. Jingle All the Way.
Okay.
My next one.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with an Arnold. You're a terrible man.
Yeah, it is.
It's so bad.
They characterized that time because the Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, yeah.
Just
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yeah, just the mad rush to get that one toy.
Yep.
Now you just click on the link and it should be here in 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah. Well, in the scene with the Santa Clauses with Jim Belushi.
Yes.
That was pretty funny.
Yes.
Pretty good. My next one's Elf.
Okay.
It's an honorable mention because it's annoying at times.
Yes.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
It's a great Christmas movie. Will Ferrell does a pretty good job in there.
Yeah.
I think it has the best Santa's flight scene.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
In any.
What do you mean Santa's flight?
So when
in the park?
Like his
when he
problem
when
problem?
He finally takes off out of Central Park and he flies over the crowd.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
Probably the best.
Right as James Caan sings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Christmas spirit boost that the,
yeah.
that is needed.
Is needed.
And the reporter. what did we just see?
Yeah. And I like the guy that she's talking to, interviewing.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a great job. And then he goes into the answering the question. Anyways, and that's the first time I ever saw Zooey Deschanel, and I think she's a lovely lady.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
Yep.
And surprisingly, a great voice.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Movie. Yeah.
Very great voice. Yeah. I like her voice.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
My big Tim Burton fan. Catherine O'Hare. She's hilarious.
And she's did, the...
She's Sally.
Oh.
Yeah.
So not a funny part.
No, not a funny part.
So much. All. But she also does Shock. The voice of Shock, which shocked
okay.
me.
Shocked you.
Again. Another pun.
And me taking
I,
a while
believe
to
it or
get
not,
out.
I did not plan that pun out. That just that came to
you
me.
You were puntacular today.
Oh boy!
Wow.
And Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens.
Do you not know Paul Rubens?
No. He was the voice of the Doctor, right?
No, he did Locke.
Okay.
So not a big part, but Paul
Pee-wee
Rubens,
Herman.
Yes.
Oh, Pee-wee Herman! I was like, I do not
today's
know.
Today's secret word is. Yep.
They said the secret word. Ah!
Well, that's my childhood right there is Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, it just really shocked me that he was in there. And the music in that movie is awesome.
I enjoy the music.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy the movie.
Yeah. And I understand that. It's a movie that I can probably watch a few times.
Yeah.
Out of a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the stop motion
mm-hmm.
animation. Pretty fun to watch.
And that one made it like massively popular to do stop motion.
Well,
right?
That was actually towards the end of
end of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's people doing a little bit of it these days, but
I mean, it takes a long time to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll still have your the dog
Wallace
and
Gromit.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, and then Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep.
But aren't those more digital now than claymation?
I know Curse of the Were-Rabbit was traditional
clay.
Oh, okay. I know Kubo and the Two Strings was traditional.
Oh, I like that movie.
So
sorry,
that's but anyway, so it's more of a like niche it. Now.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Ryan's right; it was kind of the tail end of the claymation.
Okay.
Stop motion.
Yeah, stop motion. I love that, the way it looks.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little choppy, but I think it's pretty cool looking.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you think about all the time they have to put into it.
Yeah. And those sets are all there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always, like, for the longest time, I thought Tim Burton was the director of the movie. He's not.
He's a producer.
He's the writer. Yeah, and a producer, yeah. So then my last honorable mention is Scrooged. I love the take on that and the way they went with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little naughty. I mean, I think they, at one point, I don't know how many kids listen to this, but they start talking about nipples. And a Christmas movie talking about that, it's kind of goofy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like what does it for me. But you got Bill Murray and Karen Allen. Allen's from
Indiana Jones.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. And Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I do
remember
Police
Academy
him.
Guy.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Wait. What does he do?
He was in Police Command.
Well, I know.
He was in 3 and 4 and then 5 and 6.
Is he like the slow... How did you do his voice?
No. He got kind of talks like a...
Doesn't he do Panic or Pain? In Hercules. He does one of them, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's the
rounding one.
Yeah. The round one.
The round one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's pretty funny. I mean, back in the '80s, he was pretty funny, but nowadays he's kind of weird. But
yeah.
Anyways, that's my HMs.
All right.
Nice.
All right. You're 5 through 2, David.
Okay. I'm gonna number 5 is Home Alone. I think the one thing that always sticks out is the micro machines. The micro machines, little things, and in your childhood, and you're thinking like, oh, you know, the planes, and I was envious of people who had micro machines.
I had micro machines, and they weren't as great as the commercial made them out to be.
No, they weren't.
They were fun, but
give me Hot Wheels any day.
Oh yeah.
And then I did the comedy of Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Yes.
Were massively funny as Marv and
Harry.
And Joe Pesci was not, and he is not a comedic actor.
He
not
isn't. At all. But the Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2, like, it was just good. Like, he did really good. It was Home Alone 2 is the same thing as Home Alone 1, but in New York City, of course.
I think his hatred for Macaulay Culkin is a real thing, too, from what I've read.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. So I like that. And then Santa Claus with Tim Allen. That one, like, just because I was watching it today, and oh man, like, it did, like 2 and 3, like we talked about a little bit before, was okay. They were cash grabs, like Ryan, you said when it was off mic, we were talking about that, them being cash grabs. And it's, yes, because you get that tone of the first one where it's not a cash grab. It's just they're doing one. It's a sincere movie. And
they're
so,
all crack cash grabs.
They are.
Well, yes.
No, but yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah.
And so Tim Allen, I feel he's a funny guy, kind of observational comedy and a little sarcastic. And so I like that. Like, one thing that was really weird was they were doing the first announcement on the first scene, and he interrupts a woman. Like, he interrupts, and it's like, wait, that would not go for well right now in our society.
No, it wouldn't.
So that was interesting to me. Now, this one kind of throws a wrench in things, but The Holiday. I enjoyed that one. It's with Jude Law, Jack Black, Kate Winslet, and Cameron Diaz.
I remember seeing that.
The best thing about it, I think, is Jack Black talking about music, talking about a theme song, because he was talking to Kate Winslet about it, because that's what he was. He was a composer, and he talked about Jaws. Like, once you hear Jaws, da-da, it's like, okay, I'm supposed to be scared. And ever since then, it has allowed me to be like, yes, music is massively important in a movie. And I notice I may not be able to play an instrument. I know I'm not going to play an instrument, but I can listen to music and realize how important it is to set the scene when it comes up in a movie. So
music to me controls emotion.
Yeah.
It can have a big impact on emotion.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the music is just wrong, and sometimes it's just, or you just can't get behind the music in the movie. Yeah. And then my number 2, which I debated, and I don't know if my family's gonna, like, some of them are gonna disown me. It's Muppet Christmas Carol.
That's a good retelling of the classic tale.
It is. Reading the book, I feel that it got most of it right. There were some things, you know, with poverty and with the children underneath the prison.
And like 300 words to describe a brick. Yeah, he was paid by the word, folks. Charles Dickens was paid by the word. That's why he wrote the way he did.
That's funny.
And so I loved it. But the music. The music was the thing that has always got me. And we as a family have rewatched that like any time of the year. And I think I got Muppet Christmas out. So now I just can't. I can listen to the soundtrack because I have the soundtrack. Yeah. Well, but I can't watch it. It's tough to watch the movie. And it with so I have the DVD copy and then the streaming one.
Okay.
The problem with the DVD, you can choose extended. And they have an extended where they sing, whereas the Belle or whatever her name was, sing a song with Ebenezer or... And they don't show that in the unedited. And that bothers me a lot.
Okay.
So I can't, like, forgive the digital copy. I can't forgive it. Because I can't choose that. I don't get a choice. I have to watch the edited. And it makes me really frustrated. So I don't watch it because I'm mad that I'd rather watch the extended. Because nice. I always would choose the extended. Hmm. So, yeah.
Well, what I like about that is the narrators of Gonzo and Rizzo going through everything Scrooge is going through. I love Rizzo.
Rizzo, I think Rizzo makes, like, because Gonzo has to, he's focused, but Rizzo does, like, those little bits of comedy and
that sort of thing. I mean, he's no Standoff and Waldorf, but.
Okay, so my favorite joke in that whole thing is... They do when they're going to see Ebenezer, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, leave the comedy to the bears. Didn't understand that until I watched the TV show. I'm pretty sure I probably mentioned this at one point. Didn't understand until I watched the Muppet TV show in the 70s or 80s. And they were the ones that would make fun of Fozzie. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they said it, it was like... This was like 4 or 5 years ago that I figured it out. It's like, oh, that's a funny joke. But it took me forever.
Yeah, if so, I was a Muppet, I'd be those guys.
Right? Yeah.
I can see you being one of those guys.
I'd like to be Beaker myself.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Huh. Really?
Yeah. Carefree?
Yeah.
True.
Wait, he's always not getting carefree. Tested on. His eyes are like wide open.
I guess
all
you're
the
right,
time.
Jake. Yeah, I guess he's always a little nervous about a few things. But
I wonder if say carefree describes Beaker at all.
Let me see.
You wouldn't want to be Kermit?
No,
I think it's too much responsibility.
Well,
personally,
you have to deal with Piggy. She's rough.
I really do like him being standoffish in these newer movies. I like the standoffish, like, whoa.
A little more humble?
Whoa. Yeah, with Piggy, with Miss Piggy.
Oh, like, I see, yeah.
Where
yeah.
she's like, oh, let's get married. And it's like,
They are married. They got married in Broadway.
Well, they got married in, like, their 80s, like, one of the 80s earlier.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Muppets. I heard that Muppets in Space was like one of the better ones. And like I watched it once and I was like, okay.
There's a scene in there where they're all in this hallway and they're like dressed up as like doctors. Doctor? Doctors in the hallway. Just doctors in the hallway talking. I think, is that Rizzo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Okay. Wow.
Pretty decent movie.
Who's going next on this one? Jake,
that
with
would be
your
me.
Five? Okay.
Number five, Mickey's Christmas Carol. Okay. It's not really Christmas for me unless I watch Mickey's Christmas Carol.
It's only 30 minutes?
It's 26 minutes.
Wait, okay. Short. With that, would that, because like I looked up shorts, wouldn't that be classified as a short? Because like shorts are like 40 minutes.
Well,
but
so a lot of the stuff on all of our lists, well...
I mean, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is only
short.
Half hour.
They're considered Christmas specials.
Specials. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not like movies.
Movies, yeah.
More of a special, which I'm fine with considering that in this list.
Okay. I mean...
I was just wondering.
So, to me, Pete will always be the ghost of Christmas Future.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, who are you talking about? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And I would agree with you on that.
And
I would agree with you on that.
The giant will always be the...
I love the giant.
Mm-hmm. So he's funny. I like in the Jim Carrey one how they kind of did the giant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that more... Because you put the Jim Carrey one and it resonated more because of the giant one because it is your Ghost of Christmas present. Okay.
Yeah. So number four is White Christmas.
Bing Crosby and Danny Kane.
Yes.
To Danny Kaye.
Sisters, sisters. There was never any better sisters. Hey, anyways, that's a good Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my little sister would watch that nonstop through the year.
Oh, wow.
So back in the old VHS days, she would take it out of the VCR, put it in the rewinder, put it right back in the VCR and watch it again.
What kind of rewinder did you have?
I don't remember.
Mine was a car.
Ours was...
It was shaped as a car.
Ours was just... I remember... It just looked like a, you know...
It had like a sunroof. So you could see it. And you... I'd look down through the sunroof to see...
Where
the
was?
One side get smaller and smaller and the other side get bigger and bigger.
Yep.
Rewinding it.
Yep.
Oh, childhood.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, beautiful
you
childhood.
You young kids... are missing out on so much.
Yes. So much. You don't even know what we're talking about. Yep. Number three is The Santa Claus. I enjoy that movie quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I like that one. That one, like, I was reintroduced to it today, and it's like, this is a really good movie.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then number two is A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah. Ralphie. Yeah. Ralphie.
I was like, you're going to shoot your eye out.
I shot my eye out.
I mean, the narrator.
That narrator, like, that's one of, like, because I'm, like, I really like voices.
Yeah.
And his voice is, like, one of the best. And, like, you realized it, that he was, the narrator was the guy who said, no, the line's back there.
Yeah.
And, like, you didn't, like, yeah. I thought that was cool.
Like him picturing his teacher and his mom teaming up.
Yeah.
That's the Jester and the Wicked Witch.
Oh, shoot your eye out. Dad's funny.
Yeah.
Bumpuses.
Fragile. It must be Italian. My uncle has that lamp.
He does?
Yeah, he puts it in his window every year.
So
the warm glow.
I live in a townhouse community, and one of the houses on the corner that you drive in, they don't actually have the lamp, but they have a picture of the lamp in their window, and it's just not Christmas to me unless that lamp is there.
That's great.
That's awesome. And it's just a funny story. I mean, the kid licking the pole, and the bell rings, and, don't let me here! Don't let me here!
You know, does he come in with bandages on his tongue?
Yes, because they had to rip him off.
Yeah. I'm being honest, like, that's a tired movie for me because of TBS.
So,
and it's TBS. Constant. It's constant during this time.
So, growing up, we didn't have cable, so I didn't watch it all the time.
Yeah.
We watched it once in December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
They just show it. 24 hours on a loop, and it's just...
It does.
It's fun. It's a fun movie, but after seeing it that many times...
No, I understand.
Right?
There's movie like, I don't know, tiredness or wear out.
Right, but I'll tell you, I haven't seen it for a few years now,
yeah.
And I'm excited to watch it this year.
Oh, you're going to watch it this year?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah. That's a good,
it's a good one.
Him clawing back up the slide. No, I want a Red Ryder BB gun. And the Santa Claus putting his boot in his face. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, my God.
And I like that kid who was, like, talking to him before, where it was just, like, this weird kid is like, I don't really need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. Gosh. Yeah.
All right. That's my 5 through 2.
Yeah.
And then the fudge one. I'm sorry, the fudge. And he's like, Ralphie. That was funny. Fudge incident.
The little brother in the suit. Can't put his arms down. Just putting his arms down, he go right back up. All right. My number five is Home Alone. And
Die Hard for kids.
We've already gone through a little bit, but I want to say the scene that resonates with me is when he puts the tarantula on his face. And the scream he puts out. Goodness. Holy cow. I've tried to do that. And it... I don't know how you, as a man, how you get that scream to come out. Even a woman, that is that's an impressive scream.
Yes,
it had to have been true terror to have that on your face to get that kind of scream out. So funny.
No, yeah, like that one, that sequence right there.
Yeah. Where
is on there, and then it gets on Harry, and then he's like, "Hold on, Harry, hold on, Harry," and then he gets it. It's so funny.
And how they get defeated, and they're just like tired of it.
Yeah,
Harry. But I think John Hughes is a genius, or was a genius.
Yes.
This world is less because he's not in it anymore.
Yeah.
Just of all the movies. And Home Alone is one of the best that he put out.
The mom's journey to get back home and all John that she goes through.
Yeah.
And rides it with a polka band.
Mm-hmm.
And she only arrives 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
If she would have just stayed.
Right? Because they show up right after she gets there. And just the input that John Candy puts on any movie.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He was only in there for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Just a beautiful performance.
Yes. We lost him too soon.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines is, "Buzz, your girlfriend, wolf." So funny.
Okay. Number four is the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a child of Jim Carrey.
Well, yes.
And not a literal child, but...
But, yeah.
Child of the 90s. And so, his turn on the Grinch, or his take on the Grinch, is perfect to me.
Well, yeah. And I thought it opened it up for Mike Myers, then Mike Myers closed that whole thing for that sort of...
Yeah.
Mike Myers Dr. didn't Seuss want film. To do it.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
the thing.
Well, thank you, because I really do enjoy Jim Carrey doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And I just love his interaction with the dog Max. The dog,
yeah,
yeah.
Max, fetch me my cloak.
He does a really good job in almost any role you put him in.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know it's surprising that. He's a rubber-faced fart smith, but...
yeah. But he does a good job. And I think just everything, every aspect of that movie, I can sit there and watch that movie. I can see some people getting annoyed.
Yeah.
Because Jim Carrey is over the top.
No, but that's what I expect from a Jim Carrey role.
Yeah.
And when I don't get it, that's when I get annoyed with him.
Yeah.
I love that movie, the Where Are You Christmas song.
Yes.
Which is a great song.
Goodness, yeah.
It's on my Christmas playlist.
Nice.
The girl, I like the girl version, not the, like, the...
So you don't like the Faith Hill version?
Yeah, no, I'm okay with not listening to that one.
I do like the little actress's version.
Just because, like, the little kid hits you more than, like, Faith Hill.
Yeah.
Like, she did a great job, but the little kid
hits you more. I fully agree. It's a really... And Ron Howard directed that as a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it until I... a few years after watching the movie that he directed it, and so
and like he Jim Carrey like kind of teased them because he wore that one like he directed Rudolph, and then like Max does it, and he wears that hat because like Ron Howard wears those hats.
Yeah. And then when she who's the lady, she has the mom is putting on the lights, and then the other their neighbor has the gun that shoots all the lights on. That's pretty good.
And then, like, she grabs anything and everything. I think it's Molly Shannon.
Yeah, it is Molly Shannon.
And then, like, she grabs everything, like the stoplight, all that stuff. Just trying just to keep
random
up with
random lights.
Yeah,
so anything funny. That flashes.
Yeah.
All right, so number three, I've got the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
I think that the writers mm-hmm. and the puppeteers
yeah.
are comedic geniuses.
Yeah. Yes.
With that one.
With the Muppets. And like yeah. I said before, I haven't seen the Manhattan one. I've only seen bits and pieces of yeah. it. But there's a lot of Christmas Carol renditions. A lot
yes,
of different
I mean, yeah. in this I've one. Got like seven in my.
Yeah, and this one's the one mentions. That really sticks out yeah. to me, because of the, you know, Gonzo and yeah. Rizzo and Fozzie Kermit. All yeah. they yeah. just they're so funny. And Michael Caine as Scrooge was pretty yes. decent. And he's really the only big name actor in that.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean, Kermit the Frog?
Yeah. Well, other than the Muppets.
Yeah, he was out of like the human. There was only like three or four.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, and I like personally like my family and I, reading the book, I always thought that that one did the best job to it, but.
It sticks to the story quite a bit.
Except like they do miss some things, but yeah. overall like
yeah.
the feel of the story, reading the book, when the interpretation that I make of the book, it gets it right, I think.
But I guess I'll have to try and tackle reading it again. Oh man. Dickens.
Dude, all you have to do is do book on tape.
Yeah, but do I really need
no, you don't
somebody describing a brick using 300 words? There's only so many colors you can call a brick.
It is a short story. Short book, personally speaking.
So, I don't know. So I actually have the book Jacob Marley.
Yeah. Is that good?
It's all right. It describes why he ended up in chains.
Yeah.
In life, but
that'd
yeah.
actually be pretty cool to find out.
Yeah.
I'll have to read that.
So, what I need to do is read that, then read A Christmas Carol.
But. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
So, my number two
yeah.
is Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
It's something that I watch when out of season.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot.
And I feel that it is the best vacation movie.
Oh, by far.
I do like all of them, but I mean,
you didn't see the new one, did you?
No, with
is that Quaid. The
Christmas Vacation 2.
No, I'm talking about the
Ed Helms,
Christina Applegate.
No,
he plays Rusty.
Yeah.
I saw a scene where they're in this. I think it's a little tiny car.
Yeah.
And then, like, the seats start to move.
Yep.
That was pretty funny because he can't control
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But that's the only scene I've seen from that. Yeah. But there is A Christmas Vacation, too.
There is?
Yeah.
Chase do that one? Or
No, Randy Quaid.
Oh.
That tells me I don't want to see it.
Crazy yeah. Randy Quaid.
Oh, great. Like, when he... Wow.
Yeah. When the government...
Like,
I don't know. Yeah,
whatever he started thinking.
He had problems. I shouldn't call him crazy because he might have legitimate problems. But
yeah.
Anyways, going back to Christmas Vacation, just, you know, Cousin Eddie
yeah.
and his motorhome and the dog choking under the table and the aunt and uncle showing up and they want you to say the blessing. And just...
We're singing the national anthem.
Yeah. Right, and the rocket's red glare. And they all put their hands on their hearts. And when he's cutting down the tree, he's like, the neighbor's like, where are you going to put a tree that big? Why don't you bend over and I'll show you? Holy cow. So yeah. funny.
Yes.
The neighbors add to it because, you know, they're a couple that don't have kids. They don't have kids yeah. and yeah.
Yuppies.
They're pretty much yuppies. And is it Julie Louis-Dreyfus?
Yes.
Yeah.
She does a great job. I don't know who the actor, her husband is.
I wouldn't know. Like, it's not.
I've seen him in a few things, but not anything to really know who he is. But
yeah.
And the he's kidnapping the boss.
Yes.
And the cops show up and they all freeze And if you look closely, you can see where her hand is. Beverly D'Angelo.
Yes.
And as a kid, you don't really think like, oh, that's
inappropriate.
Yeah. But then as an adult, you're like, that's hilarious.
Yes.
Because she shakes his hand and then puts it right back. But that whole movie from end to end, it makes me laugh. But there is a pretty good story in it as well. Mm-hmm. Being with family and stuff, and another scene that resonates is when he gets locked in the roof. Yes. I don't know. There's multiple scenes that I could go over and spend an hour on, really.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh,
yeah. But that's my number two. I love that movie.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, my number one is It's a Wonderful Life. This one,
classic.
Very classic, and I know it's on the top of a lot of people's number ones all time. Like, when I looked around and when I was doing research for that, and, you know, it is based off a story. The story is called A Wonderful Gift, or, like, mm-hmm. The Greatest Gift.
Yeah, The Greatest Gift.
And that, to me, is just, like, just the whole thing about it with him seeing what other people's lives would be without him, and then him making the choice. And, like, it's the only song, it's the only movie out of all of these, like, that makes me cry. Like, I tear up. I just tear up when I watch it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Unfortunately, the scene that resonates with me is when he gets to Parsville and he goes into that bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's people he know, and they're just not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, you know, the famous line, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings, and the bartender starts ringing the cash register. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm giving angels their wings.
Yeah. Making fun of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like, the one scene is when he's asking Clarence where Mary's at, you could tell the tone. George's tone of voice, where it's like pleading, like, I need her. And before it was like, oh, I don't care. It just seemed like he was more self-absorbed. And then the plea of, like, I care about this woman. Yeah. I've realized what she does for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a good one.
That was my number one.
But it has a villain who never gets a, you know, the pay, you know, payback. He steals all that money and
Potter.
Yeah,
I think he gets his payback because you look like, and when George's brother comes in, he says the richest man in town. Like,
George doesn't let him win.
Yeah, like, and I think that
in a non-financial way.
Yeah,
he doesn't let him win.
Yeah.
It shows Potter that George, it's not about the money.
Yeah.
And so, in a sense, he kind of does, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, like,
he doesn't get his comeuppance.
Yeah, he doesn't get,
at all.
Have you heard of its unofficial sequel, Pottersville?
No. They did one?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's, like, recent.
Recent?
Hmm. Yeah. And it's just these horrible people. And celebrating Christmas, and they're all just horrible to each other.
Oh, no, and I don't know. Like, to me, it's just always been that one that I'll watch it. Like, I haven't gotten sick of it because I do wait for it at certain points of the year and during Christmas to watch it.
Yeah.
Just to watch it. And so I'm okay with it being number one, even though it is more wildly known that it is the best, like, everybody thinks it's the best, but, like, when you look at that history, it wasn't great. Like, it wasn't received very well.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I'm okay with where it's at for me, but yeah. Jacob, are you ready for yours?
Yeah, but you made me think of another honorable mention. What? Sorry. Mr. Krueger's Christmas.
Oh, that is a good one. Jimmy Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Mormon Stewart with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Or the choir.
The choir at Temple called. Square. Yeah. But anyways, my number one is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yes. I love that movie.
Yeah. Why do you love it? So, we had Ryan's reasons. Now it's your reasons.
That was written by John Hughes.
Yeah. Oh, it is the best vacation movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's one you can watch with the whole family. But so when he finally gets the lights to go on... And the power company, you know, the people at the power plant are like, whoa, and they have to, and it shows the meter going around and around and around really fast. My dad fell out of the chair laughing at that. My dad was an electrician, so he understood everything that was happening in that scene.
All the wires connected in the garage.
That's so awesome. But yes, it, everything about it. I mean, him taking Randy Quaid going and getting his boss.
Yeah.
Taking him hostage. And when he's, you know, it's before they go on Christmas break and he goes in to talk to his boss to give him a gift.
Yeah.
And it's the same fruitcake that everybody else has given the boss. He puts it on the table in the same exact package and everything. Him flirting with the shop girl, and all of a sudden his funny. Son is there.
Oh, hey, Russ.
hey, Russ.
Yeah, I mean, them going to get a Christmas tree at the beginning, and they're racing those rednecks, and he gets underneath the logging truck, and they fly into the parking lot, and then they hike through the snow, and they don't have an axe, so it shows them with the tree, you know, with all the roots still attached.
Audrey's got icicles on her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think another scene that my family rewound
yes.
A few times, a few hundred times, was the sledding scene.
Oh, yes.
When he sprays the bottom of it. Let her rip, dudes.
Yes.
A flash of light. So good.
Yeah, and later in the movie, Randy Quaid's going through the trash and he finds it. And the sledding disc is all, there's no middle to it anymore.
Charred on the side a little, yeah.
Doesn't he go into a Walmart parking lot?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is Walmart? I don't think we really had much Walmart presence in Utah at that point.
No, there was no Walmart presence here.
Yeah, no way.
But yes, everything about that movie. It's just, I mean, the tree burns down, and so he goes and chops his neighbor tree down, and there's a squirrel, and the dog's chasing. The turkey looks delicious.
Uncle Lewis?
And they cut it open, and it's just... And there's no meat inside, and they're like, and Randy Quaid's wife is just, I cooked it too long. And they're all chewing it, and even the dog won't eat it.
Oh my God. And him putting the flames out with his toupee.
Didn't.
And the cat in the box.
Yes, the cat in the boxes.
And then putting cat food in the Jello, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just.
I'd say we could do a whole episode on that.
We could do a whole episode about Christmas Vacation. I think we could do a whole episode about everybody's number one.
I think so.
It's true.
No, but yes, so. Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is my number one.
So good.
That's a good one. Okay, Mr. Ryan.
Yeah. Mine is It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Why
for you?
My mom would make us watch that every year. That was the movie we had to watch on Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
And, you know, as a kid, you think a movie like that would get old.
Yeah.
But not for me. That it's something that I make my kids watch.
Yeah.
And
good for you.
Just the whole story of it from beginning to finish, I think, is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And them, you know, not he was I keep stumbling here. There's so much about the movie that I love, but them, how they met, Mary and George.
Yeah, Mary and George, yeah.
Lassoing the Moon.
Yeah. Well, that was the second time they met, because they met when they were kids, when and she said, I'm going to marry you, George.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was like, what the?
Yeah, and then he comes calling to her house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's surprised by it a little, but then she's not.
No, she expected she's pleased. It.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was reading.
Falling into the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of great scenes in the movie. Also, the emotion that Jimmy Stewart puts into the role.
Yes.
I read something today about him being the number 8, like that. Him portraying George is like the number 8 best acting
performance
ever by by a certain magazine.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how general that is in the critique world, but I fully agree the emotion that he puts in when he's praying.
Mm-hmm.
He's at his wit's end.
Yeah.
And then he gets sent an angel.
Yeah.
As just, you know, when he jumps into the river and the angel, the angel jumps in the river and he goes in to save him.
Yeah.
Before he was going to do it. So, you know, the whole movie itself, it has a great message to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a family man myself, there have been times where I have been, in a dark place, and not sure how to get out of it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And this kind of movie kind of tells you that you, no matter how bad you think you have, your life it's a good life. It's a wonderful life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you might have some trials and there might be some things out there, but one thing that I've learned is that you can't control what happens to you, but you can control the way you react to it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think that this movie personifies that.
Yeah.
And the acting is fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of big actors in it. Not huge actors, but you see them in a lot of older movies.
For the time. They were big actors.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And Donna Reed is the actress that plays Mary. And I thought, when I was younger, she was just the most prettiest person ever. Super pretty actress. And all his little kids are just adorable.
Yeah.
Zuzu's petals.
Yeah.
So that's my number one. I just, I love watching it every year. It's not like Christmas Vacation where I can watch it anytime.
Yeah.
But it's the movie I look forward to during Christmas time.
Very nice. Yeah. Hey, Dave, you finally agreed with one of us.
Finally.
I'm the one on the outside now.
Well, Christmas movies, like, they're fun, and It's a Wonderful Life has been, like, that one has been.
Yeah.
I don't know. It can resonate with people.
When you think about Christmas movies, you think about It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and all the other, and like, and also, you can't write your Christmas season without doing all of the movies that are top fives for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys can't, and I can't. Like, it's like these have to be watched at least once during the Christmas season, and that's it. Like, okay. Yeah. Have to at least be watched.
Yeah, if you haven't watched at least 10 of these movies we put out, you've failed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably should never get a gift from Santa ever.
No. I agree.
Bah humbug to you.
Well, do you think we covered everything?
I think we've covered everything. Just Merry Christmas, everybody out there.
Yes. Yes.
Enjoy your holidays.
Yes. Hopefully you will listen to this, but also watch all these movies too, because all these movies are great. And
There's wonderful. Time before Christmas.
Yes.
Just sit down and watch them, binge them.
There is.
One after the other.
Yes. So just remember, please subscribe, rate, and leave a comment so we can get better and that we can, you can enjoy what we're talking about and so we can get better. That's all. So just please remember to help build, don't destroy, and always, always, please make good choices.